Hello, and welcome to GCSE Sociology Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fundamental concepts in sociology, socialization. Whether you're revising for your OCR J204 exam or just getting to grips with this topic, this episode will give you everything you need to understand socialization. Ace those exam questions and avoid the common mistakes that trip up so many candidates. Let's get started. So, what exactly is socialization? Here's the definition you need to know. Socialization is the lifelong process through which individuals learn the norms, values, culture, and social roles of their society. Notice I said lifelong process. This is crucial. Many students make the mistake of thinking socialization is just about childhood or growing up, but examiners want you to understand that socialization continues throughout our entire lives. Let's break down those key terms. Norms are the expected behaviors in society. Things like queuing politely, saying please and thank you, or wearing appropriate clothing for different situations. Values, on the other hand, are the general beliefs about what is right and wrong, things like respect, honesty, or hard work. Don't confuse these two. A common mistake in exams is treating respect as a norm when it's actually a value. The norm would be the specific behavior that shows respect, like listening when someone is speaking. Now, socialization happens in two main stages. Primary socialization occurs in early childhood, typically from birth to around age 5, and it's carried out mainly by the family. This is where we learn the absolute basics: language, toilet training, how to eat properly, basic manners. Think of it as the foundation. The family teaches us our first norms and values, and this stage is incredibly important because it shapes our early identity. Then we move into secondary socialization, which continues throughout the rest of our lives. This is where other agencies take over and build on that foundation. The main agencies of secondary socialization are education, the media, peer groups, and the workplace. Each of these teaches us different things. Schools teach us not just academic knowledge, but also punctuality, respect for authority, and how to work in groups. This is called the hidden curriculum. The media shows us role models and can reinforce stereotypes about gender, race, and class. Peer groups teach us about subcultures and can exert powerful peer pressure. And the workplace socializes us into professional norms and hierarchies. Let's talk about gender socialization specifically because this comes up a lot in exams. Anne Oakley, a feminist sociologist, identified four key processes of gender socialization. First, manipulation. Parents encourage behavior they see as gender appropriate, like praising girls for being gentle or boys for being tough. Second, canalization. This is about directing children toward gender-specific toys and activities, like dolls for girls and trucks for boys. Third, verbal appellation, using different language for boys and girls, like calling girls pretty and boys strong. And fourth, different activities involving children in gender-stereotyped tasks, like girls helping with cooking and boys helping with DIY. If you can name Anne Oakley and describe these four processes in an exam, you'll access those top band AO1 marks. Now, let's talk about social control, because this is how society ensures we actually follow those norms we've learned. There are two types, formal and informal. Formal social control comes from official institutions with written laws and official sanctions. Think police, courts, prisons, the legal system. If you break a law, you face formal punishment like a fine or imprisonment. Informal social control is much more subtle. It's the everyday social pressure we face from family, friends, and peers. Sanctions here might be disapproval, gossip, ridicule, or being excluded from a group. Both types work together to regulate our behavior and maintain social order. Right, let's talk exam technique. The OCR J204 specification is really clear about what they want. When you see the command word explain, you need to do more than just define a term. Use the concept example link structure. State the concept, give a specific example with names or details, and then link it back to the question. For instance, if asked to explain how the media socializes individuals, you'd define media as an agency of socialization. Give a specific example like how reality TV shows present role models of success or beauty, and then link it to how this shapes our values and aspirations. For longer essay questions worth 12 or 24 marks, you absolutely must name sociologists. Parsons, Oakley, Marx. These names get you AO1 marks for knowledge. And use the Peel structure. Make a point, provide evidence, explain how it links to the question, and link to your next point or conclusion. Here are the top mistakes to avoid. First, Don't confuse norms and values. We covered this earlier, but it's so common. Second, when discussing the nature versus nurture debate, don't just describe the nature argument without explaining biological determinism or genetic inheritance. Third, don't give generic descriptions of school life. Apply specific sociological concepts like the hidden curriculum or teacher labeling. And finally, when discussing feral children, you must cite specific cases like Jeannie or Oksana Malaya to support the nurture argument. Vague references won't get you the marks. Okay, let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Question 1. What are the two main stages of socialization? Primary socialization in early childhood and secondary socialization throughout later life. Question 2. Name the four processes of gender socialization identified by Anne Oakley. Manipulation, canalization, verbal appellation, and different activities. Question 3. What's the difference between formal and informal social control? Formal social control uses written laws and official sanctions from institutions like police and courts. Informal social control uses social pressure and everyday sanctions like gossip or exclusion. Question 4. Name one feral child case study that supports the nurture argument. Jeannie, who was isolated in the USA until age 13 and never fully developed language, or Oksana Malaya from Ukraine, who was raised with dogs and adopted canine behaviors. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. Remember, socialization is a lifelong process of learning norms and values through primary socialization in the family and secondary socialization through education, media, peers, and the workplace. Social control, both formal and informal, ensures we follow these norms. The nature versus nurture debate asks whether our behavior is biologically determined or socially learned, and sociologists argue that feral children provide strong evidence for the nurture side. When you're in that exam, remember, define terms precisely, use sociologist names, give specific examples, and always link back to the question. Structure your answers with peel for longer questions, and don't just describe, analyze, and evaluate. You've got this. Keep practicing those exam questions, use your retrieval practice techniques, and make sure you can recall those key definitions and sociologists without looking at your notes. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode of GCSE Sociology Essentials.